Today, all around the world, we're seeing a new kind of network or relationship-driven economics emerging, with individuals joining forces, sometimes to fill the gaps left by existing institutions, corporations, governments, educational establishments, and sometimes creating new products, services, and knowledge that no institution is able to provide. Empowered by computing and communication technologies that have been steadily building village-like networks on a global scale, we're infusing more and more of our economic transactions with social connectedness. The new technologies are inherently social and personal. They help us create communities around interests, identities, and common personal challenges. They allow us to gain direct access to a worldwide community of others. And they take anonymity out of our economic transactions. We can assess those we don't know by checking their reputations as buyers and sellers on eBay, or by following their Twitter streams. We can look up their friends on Facebook and watch their YouTube videos. We can easily get people's advice on where to find the best shoemaker in Brazil, the best programmer in India, and the best apple farmer in our local community. We no longer have to rely on bankers or venture capitalists as the only sources of funding for our ideas. We can raise funds directly from individuals, most of whom we don't even know, through websites like GrowVC and Kickstarter, which allow people to post descriptions of their projects and generate donations, investments, or loans. We're moving away from the dominance of the depersonalized world of institutional production and creating a new economy around social connections and social rewards, a process I call social structing. Others have referred to this model of production as social, commons-based, or peer-to-peer. Not only is this new social economy bringing with it an unprecedented level of familiarity and connectedness to both our global and local economic exchanges, but it is also changing every domain of our lives, from finance to education and health. It is rapidly ushering in a vast array of new opportunities for us to pursue our passions, create new types of businesses and charitable organizations, redefine the nature of work, and address a wide range of problems that the prevailing formal economy has neglected, if not caused. Social structing is, in fact, enabling not only a new kind of global economy, but a new kind of society in which amplified individuals, individuals empowered with technologies and the collective intelligence of others and their social network, can take on many functions that previously only large organizations could perform, often more efficiently, at lower cost or no cost at all, and with much greater ease. Social structing is opening up a world of what my colleagues Jacques Vallée and Bob Johansson describe as the world of impossible futures, a world in which a large software firm can be displaced by weekend software hackers, and rapidly orchestrated social movements can bring down governments in a matter of weeks. The changes are exciting and unpredictable. They threaten many established institutions and offer a wealth of opportunities for individuals to empower themselves, find rich new connections, and tap into a fast-evolving set of new resources in everything from healthcare to education and science. Much has been written about how technology distances us from the benefits of face-to-face communication and quality social time. I think those are important concerns. But while the quality of our face-to-face interactions is changing, the countervailing force of social structing is connecting us at levels never seen before, opening up new opportunities to create, learn, and share. Consider a few examples of amplified individuals who are pioneering this transformation.